New York City, the Council on Foreign Relations, which was formed in 1921, and you'll find this on pages 951 and 52 of Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, because he had a chance of going through the secret files of the secret societies. Professor Quigley points out that the Council on Foreign Relations was formed in 1921 to be a front for J.P. Morgan and the Round Table, which of course was a front for the secret society, dedicated to bringing about a world government. We've got Bob Chapman on the line. Hi, Bob Chapman. How are you doing?
Well, pretty good. I was just checking out my secret society.
Well, there are lots of secret societies, but certainly the whole idea is to bring about a world government. And, of course, the fact, and you've been telling us for some time, that Greece might very well default on its debt, might pull out of the European Union. And if that should happen, that would certainly put a crimp in the globalist plans for the world government, wouldn't it?
It certainly would. And it's very possible. And it could be followed by Ireland and Portugal and maybe even Spain. And then the question arises as well, how would that affect the euro? And these nations might decide to go back to their currencies that they used before and probably come back with currencies worth about 50% less than what they have now. And that would give them a big advantage, having a cheap currency.
Well, we've been reading that certainly Finland, the elections in Finland, with the new party come in, and they say we don't want to go along with bailing out Portugal and Greece, you know, and this is another factor, too. So things are changing and changing very rapidly. The best thing that could happen, of course, is for the European currency, the European Union, would fall apart. That would give them an economic advantage over the United States, but the dollar is going to fall anyway. We're in very real problems. Anyway, our guest this evening is Bob Chapman, the international forecaster. And we're going to be back here in just a moment as we begin discussing certainly the progressive destruction of the American economy. Bob, you go right ahead. You pick up the story and I'll be quiet here.
Well, I don't think Europeans quite understand the gravity of what's going on, but the Americans don't.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Down to town and tell everybody, look, this is what these people are trying to do to us.
And basically what they want to do is take away their islands, they want to take away the infrastructure, they want them to put up their airports, their trains, everything they have as collateral to the banks. The banks who created the loans that got them into this problem, and now they simply want to impoverish the people. The banks are going to end up owning Greece, and the Greek people will simply be there paying off the debts. And as they learn about this, they're really getting pretty angry, at least I hope they are.
Well, the loans should have never been made in the first place. They were imprudent. Whether they were made by sovereign countries such as Germany, France, Holland, Austria, who are the better situated countries. As a matter of fact, Germany is doing quite well, whereas the other, quote, healthy countries are just sliding by. And the rest of the players aren't doing very well. And so a proposal like this is just something they should have never done. And the Greeks are very tough people. As I pointed out before in the earlier show, they delayed the Germans for 3 months in Greece in their attack on Crete. And they forced them to have to jump their airborne into Crete. And nobody thought they could do it. I mean, these people didn't know anything about guns and how to use them or anything else, nor had they been trained. Of course, ultimately, they were beaten by an overwhelming, well-trained force with excellent weapons. But that's the kind of people you're dealing with. And they live in their country for generations and generations. And they all know each other. Not everybody, but lots of people know each other. And so, wrong thing. And, you know, you would have thought they would have consulted people who specialized in the psychiatry of people, so to speak. But I guess they didn't do that. And so, I think it can happen, and the Irish people have been sold out terribly by their leadership, and the new leadership doesn't seem to be a heck of a lot better than the last group. And what they've done a couple of years ago, instead of the banks, the government will stand behind your debt. Now, why would they do such a thing? I mean, the banks made all the wrong decisions. They lost the money. This is internally in Ireland. And the government agrees to pay off all the debt.
I think people have to understand everything is based upon debt. I mean, the banks create money out of nothing. They have a dollar and they can lend out a credit that based upon that dollar, $10, $20, $50, $60, sometimes even as many as $70 in credit based upon that $1 in debt. The $1 they have on deposit. But eventually this whole thing collapses as debt contracts and people can't pay all the money. You can live great as long as there's ready money available. The party's great and everybody's doing fine. And eventually the debt gets to be overwhelming. Everybody's doing so well. And then the debt begins to implode. And then the banks want the people to bail them out, and yet they never should have made the loans in the first place. That's why the old saying, you know, was by William McChesney Martin, the purpose of the central bankers is to take away the punch bowl just when the party gets interesting. Well, they didn't take away the punch bowl. They kept adding whiskey and rum and rye and vodka to the punch bowl, and everybody was having a great old time. And they destroyed the economy, and this is what's happening. And now they're taking away the punch bowl, and of course the people have nothing at all to drink and nothing to eat and no hope. And they're going to lose their homes, they're going to lose their jobs, they're going to lose their savings, they're going to lose their cars. And of course the bankers want the people to bail out the bankers that created the problem in the first place. Go ahead, Bob.
And that is perennially the attitude. And it's about time it stopped. You know, you and I have been talking about the Federal Reserve, which is the privately owned entity here in the United States, for over 50 years, and giving out pamphlets 50 and 30 and 40 years ago, and trying to convince people that this was the problem. It's only in the last 15 years or so that we've been able to penetrate the peoples of the world through talk radio and the internet. And quite frankly, the Brotherhood of Darkness never should have created the internet, because it's come back to haunt them. But anyway, people are learning. That's good. Will we have enough time? Maybe. It's going to take, probably, unless something really unusual happens, probably 2 or 3 years for this thing to wind down. And the question always is, are we going to have a war and a world war? And the chances are probably that we will.
But the only trouble is that when you get into a war, you're never absolutely certain how it's going to end. You know, there's only one worse thing than having a war. With all the horror and devastation and slaughter that goes with it, and that's to lose a war. Could America lose the next war? Well, actually, we've got a nuclear-armed Pakistan. That'll mean a nuclear arm, because we've been giving them the money all along so they can build the weapons for it. We're building the best enemy money can buy. Of course, we've done the same thing with China and Russia and India. They all have nuclear weapons. And, of course, this next war could be far different. Or maybe those oceans aren't wide enough to protect us as they have in the past. And what would simply one nuclear weapon in New York or San Francisco or Los Angeles do? Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, I think that's a distinct possibility. If they have a war and nuclear weapons are used, the world could become uninhabitable. And will they use them? I don't know. And all to cover up the mistakes and the machinations of these bankers and others, politicians, academians, and so on. And you have to be completely out of your mind to do these things. And it's nothing new. Go backwards. We've had Korea and Vietnam, the Second World War, the First World War, and hundreds of wars in between. And usually the bankers are sitting on both sides, financing both sides, you know, hoping that it won't devour them, too. And a very, very dangerous game. And I think they've come to a juncture here that has never existed before. And that is, the intelligence of the people has been awakened by the truth as to who's doing it, why they're doing it, and what the end game is here. And that's one of the reasons that people in Greece are doing what they're doing, because we've been on the radio and television and in the newspapers over there telling them, look, don't pay them back. I mean, Max Kaiser is over there right now driving them crazy. Just like I and Alex Jones have in the past. And they're not going to get away. They're not going to win this thing.
And actually, Bob has been on both radio and television over in Greece, and his information is circulating widely in Greece, explaining about how the bankers create credit out of nothing, and then they expect to be paid back with interest. And, of course, the people, do they really want to give up their freedom for the next 50 years and work for the bankers? I think there's a growing resistance, certainly throughout Europe and many parts of the world. They're learning about the banking system, and even some people in America, because of the work of Ron Paul and a few others, are beginning to understand that we have a fraudulent banking system. The rich get richer, the poor get poorer. Barack Obama is simply an agent of the bankers. I mean, he's got a new chief of staff. Who is he? His name is William Daley. And where did he come from? Well, he came from, of course, the crime family of that been running Chicago for a long time. That's the Daley family. But also he came from J.P. Morgan Chase, and so that head of the Council of Economic Advisors came from Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs was one of the largest financiers of the Obama administration, Obama campaign. But we can't let the American people know that. Oh, he's got to rail against the bankers. It's all political theater. I mean, they determine his policies, and Barack does what he's told to do. And certainly the largest contributors to the financial campaigns of all of our elected representatives is the banking industry. We have the finest legislators and executive that money could buy. Go right ahead, Bob.
And they've captured about 95% of them. And until we bring it into many of the practices, and I don't know how we're going to do that, but we have to, such as lobbying and campaign contributions, it's very difficult because that same Congress has to vote them out, so to speak, and I don't think they're going to be willing to do that.
He who pays the piper calls the tune. And when people are giving you hundreds of thousands of dollars to get reelected, you want to get reelected. And you know very well if you don't go along with the banking lobby, why they'll run somebody against you in the primary, in your own party, or in the general election from the other party, and finance him. Well, there's an awful tendency to simply compromise your principles and do what you're told. And that is, of course, enrich the bankers, impoverish the people. Well, Bob, you go right ahead.
Well, you can see the synergy in how things fit together, the underlying banker aristocracy, if you may. And
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download and print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Has been falling, but the price of gasoline hasn't been falling. You sort of have to ask yourself, why would the price of oil be falling and the price of gasoline? Well, it's sort of like these headlines we saw this last week, you know, increased number of people working, unemployment rate goes up. Increased number of people working and unemployment rate has gone from 8.8 to 9%. You wonder how they're able to calculate all these things. But the old adage, ladies and gentlemen, you must understand, is that figures don't lie, but liars can figure. They're employed by the government to convince you that there's lots of new jobs, things are really getting better, companies are hiring, and that's why unemployment rates went up from 8.8 to 9% last week. And if you want to question that, well, as the president said, anybody, of course, who doubts what happened on September 11th and that the Al-Qaeda was behind the attack on the World Trade Center needs to have their head examined. That's what he said on CBS just yesterday. And if you don't go along with what the government tells you, if you don't believe everything you're told, obviously you're crazy. Of course, if you believe their story on Pat Tillman, the heroic, of course, a fellow gave up a $3 million a year contract to play professional football, to fight for his country in Afghanistan. Why, when he was killed, they even gave him the Silver Star for leading his troops into battle and killed by the enemy. Of course, he was killed by friendly fire with three bullets in the center of his forehead. The military doctor who saw it said it was murder, but of course that they lied to us about that. They lied to us about Jessica Lynch. They lied to us about the Gulf of Tonkin incident. 25 years after 58,000 American boys were killed because of the Gulf of Tonkin incident, why Robert McNamara admitted it didn't take place. And 58,000 Americans died for absolutely nothing. In fact, now we've, of course, rewarded the Vietnamese by giving them the most favored nation treaty status. What's this all about? And they've never returned a lot of our boys. And, of course, the government high officials know that. We have a number of books on the men we left behind. Probably most of them are dead by now. They were abandoned by Henry Kissinger and the Brotherhood of Darkness and left to die in Vietnam after going out to fight for freedom, to fight for their country. I mean, that is the worst sort of betrayal. Well, Bob, certainly, where are we going economically here in America? Certainly because, of course, everything seemed to start falling last week. Oil prices fell, gold and silver fell, the commodity prices were dropping, and now the market's going back up again. What in heaven's name is going on? And incidentally, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question for Bob, go ahead.
Well, several months ago, the stock market started to move up into higher ground, and that higher ground is where it's at now. And people see the economy and they say, well, gee, how can that be? And the reason is that it is in anticipation that there will be QE3 or something like that called something else. And they know. They don't use inside information. They create inside information. So these Wall Street people, they know what's going on. These are the same people who tell the Federal Reserve and the Treasury Department what to do. I mean, you've seen the revolving door from Wall Street to Washington, and hasn't stopped one bit. Just look at the backgrounds of hundreds of people who are working in government or telling government what to do. And so we have a higher market because they already know that the system must have somewhere between $1.7 and $3 trillion in this coming year. And if it doesn't, the whole system's going to collapse. They're very well aware of that. And they're prolonging the thing to see where's the best place to plug their war in. And that's really what this is about at this point.
And
but it's coming.
And basically they collapse the price of gold and silver and oil by simply manipulating the commodity market. They told the CFTC, the Commodity Trading Finance Commission, that's Commodity Trading Finance Commission, to put out margin calls. They put out 5 margin calls on silver. I don't know how many they put out on gold, but what they did is they just kept raising the fees and raising the fees, so anybody who was there speculating already lost their shirt.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
They didn't have the silver that they were, had already sold, but they were getting slaughtered by the price of silver going up. And to keep from simply losing tens, if not hundreds of billions of dollars, they got the CFTC to raise the margin requirements to dump the market. And, of course, the people who were speculating in the market had nothing to do with sales, supply and demand. It had to do with speculation. And these people certainly were leveraged, and so many of them, I'm sure, lost fortunes in just this last week because the banks told the commodity markets what to do, and they listened to their masters after all. When you have enough money to buy the president and the legislators, you certainly have enough money to buy the people on the CFTC. Well, before we go on, Bob, we've got several questions from listeners. I want you to tell our listeners how they can go ahead and get a copy of the International Forecaster and subscribe to it, and why they should subscribe to the International Forecaster.
Well, the Forecaster is about business, finance, economic, social, and political issues all over the world. And we publish by email on Wednesdays and Saturdays. It runs around 40 pages each time. And we have a hard copy for those who are not on the Internet. Anything that you need to know each week is in that publication. You can get a free copy by going to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's theinternational, FORECASTER.com. Or you can go to www.intforecaster.com. That's intforecaster.com. For those of you who want to ask a question, we answer everyone, or get a copy, or get our latest releases on gold and silver shares, you can email us at Bob, B-O-B, at intforecaster.com. Bob at intforecaster.com. Or, for those of you who want to call toll-free, that number is 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
And, of course, it was last week that George Soros announced he was selling his silver and selling his precious metal positions, gold and silver positions. And, of course, this helped to precipitate the panic. And I'm sure probably at the bottom he was buying back in again. It's the old technique. Why, of course, you announce what you're doing very loudly. You make a big issue out of selling your position. Other people panic and they sell. And then you buy back again. Old George Soros is so smart. But watch what the really smart people are doing. William Gross of PIMCO, of course, one of the largest head funds, he's buying and holding his gold and silver. John Paulson, another major head fund owner, they're buying and holding the precious metals because they know, of course, that the whole monetary system is coming down. Well, we've got John, first of all, calling from Spokane, who has a question for Bob. John, go right ahead.
Yes, thanks. I was wondering about something. During ancient times, did anybody write about this phenomenon of central banking in the Bible?
I don't know about in the Bible, but some of the famous works historically that I've read have never gone into this. There's a mention of the economic problems, say, of Rome and Greece. Plutarch, I've never, I can't remember him ever talking about this, nor Gibbon in the rise and fall of the Roman Empire. So in ancient times, I really don't have any strong references going back to Egypt. The information that we have really started around the year 700 and 800 during what is called the Dark Ages. And then it evolved from there. The nobility in Europe, and most of the history that we have is European history, they decided that they would have sort of a central banking system, which was run by the Knights Templar. And later they decided that, no, we don't want them to do that. We want the royal families to do it and the Vatican. And so they eliminated these people. They killed them. And really that, to me, is the beginning of modern banking. And there's not much on the subject previous to the Dark Ages. And during that period of time, up until the 13th century, Europe was really in terrible shape. And they had a great struggle to survive. And then after that, you got the kind of thing that you see today. And so this group of people, and many of the same players go back 1,000 years. Families, like the royal families. And so there's plenty of, we'll call it modern precedents over the last 1,000 years that these same characters do the same thing over and over again.
And of course, basically, usury was outlawed in the Bible. Jews were not supposed to charge interest to other Jews. Gentiles were not supposed to try to charge interest to other Gentiles until really that all began to change with the Gentiles in the early 1600s when Francis Bacon began to say, well, we could produce the prosperity with just a little usury. They called it usury, lending for interest. If it was just reasonable, 2 or 3%, and think, of course, how we could get the economy going and benefit everybody. Francis Bacon was part of this secret society, the Rosicrucians, that came to America about 1640 to take over control of our government, and they are here today in their manifest and represented in all of the secret societies. In fact, the Masonry even has a degree on the Rosy Cross. They have another degree on the Templars, but people don't understand how it all fits together and how all the secret societies are working in conjunction with the financiers to bring about this one world government. But remember, Chris, the only time that we ever see any sign of anger on the part of our Lord was when he went into the temple and he overthrew the tables of the money changers for taking advantage of the people. John, I hope that answers your question. And
yes, thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to Mike, who's calling from Coeur d'Alene. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Mike. Do you have a question for Bob?
I do. I'd like to address the gentleman's question prior to this phone call. In the Bible, I believe in the book of Nehemiah, it talks about the usury and the system of debt to where the people couldn't pay for their land. They owned their land, but they couldn't pay for it. They sold their sons and daughters into slavery, and they still couldn't pay for it. Nehemiah got the nobles and the kings and the princes of the area together, and he said, stop this usury. And the whole book of Nehemiah really is a socioeconomic book rather than just focusing on the building of a wall that many pastors use now to placate their congregations into building a bigger church. Anyway, so I just add that for free. The question that I have is, hi, Bob. Debt. Trying to, you know, I know people that are trying to get out of debt, and I know a particular person in general who wants to take their credit cards and buy physical materials, precious metals, silver and gold bullion, and pay it off with cheaper and cheaper dollars. I'm not so sure that that's the wisest move, but I wanted to know from your history and your experience, what do you think of that as a strategy to leverage yourself into getting into the markets, and not so much the market of trading, but holding the physical, using debt to do it?
If you'd asked me the question 11 years ago, I would have said no. And probably up until 5 years ago. But we're in the second stage of a bull market in gold and silver. And there's absolutely no question that's what it is. And I believe we have a long way to go. And based upon that, I am not against people borrowing money, particularly like against a 401k or a IRA or that sort of thing, where the interest rates are low and you're usually paying money to yourself for the interest. And so I'm not against that because of what the market's like. We've had a lot of people just recently over the last year do that, and I might say invest $50,000 in gold and $50,000 in silver, and their investments are worth considerably more now. And if they want to, they can pay part of what they own, sell it, and pay the loan back if they choose to, and still have money to be able to participate in the market.
Well, that's what one of my friends
said. Every situation is different. It all depends on the people, their knowledge. Do they really want to get involved? Should they? Do they have any understanding of what they're getting into? And so it's a case of suitability. And you have to spend time with people to realize what they're doing. And, you know, I have some people say to me, who are my age, 70, 75, that, look, I want to take those risks. The reason why is, if I'm right, I'm going to have enough money to live on. I'll probably live to be 85 or more. And if I'm not, if I don't have enough, then, you know, I'm a burden on my family. On the other hand, the rewards could be quite great, and they have been so far. And so the general answer is yes, but it's got to be person by person. And you have to have somebody like me who's old, who's gone through all this, and can tell the mental makeup of people, the physical background, and whether they should do it.
And I think there's another factor, and that's what you brought out, the interest rate that you'd be paying. Suddenly you mentioned credit cards, Mike. We're hearing that Bank of America is talking about increasing some of the credit card interest to 30%. I certainly wouldn't borrow money at 30% to invest in gold and silver.
That's my position. That's the whole thing. You know, I mean, just as Bob had pointed out, they raised margins 7 times
right. In
9 days, which is unprecedented. Who's to say that they wouldn't change the rules in the middle of the game? Look at the Hunt brothers in the late 70s.
This is a whole different ball game, though. I think Bob is absolutely right. If you can get low interest rates, or you're paying the interest to yourself, as it would be if you're actually borrowing on your 401k. So I think you have to think this whole thing through very, very carefully. And then you want to put yourself into a position where you're going to be worried all the time. But remember, the market is driven by fear and greed. Greed is what gets us into the market, and fear is what gets us to the point we can't sleep at night time. It's nice to be able to sleep at nights, especially when you get to be 80 years old and not have to worry. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-6-4-2-9-5. I think Bob is absolutely right. It's the individual. It's their temperament. It's where you're going to borrow your money. But, of course, there's always a tendency to try to beat the system, and it's very, very difficult to do it. Anything else, Mike?
No, sir. Thank you both very much.
But remember, the interest rate is the key whether you're going to do something like that, okay? That was Mike calling from Coeur d'Alene. If you're out there, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And well, Bob, it certainly looks to me like we're moving into some very difficult positions. Certainly, the situation in Europe is dire. Suddenly, it looks like we're destabilizing the whole of the Near East and Middle East. And if anybody thinks that these are all just spontaneous uprisings having to do with democracy in Libya and in Syria and in Jordan and in Algeria and Morocco and Egypt and Tunisia, and, oh boy, I'd like to get you to invest in this tunnel we're drilling from San Francisco to Shanghai. You can make a fortune there. Because I'm saying that with tongue in cheek. Basically, this whole thing is manipulated and created, and I think Bob's absolutely right, in preparation for a coming war. With, I don't know if it's with the Muslim world, with the Syrians, with the Iranians. I don't know, but it's obvious they're preparing us for a war with the Muslim world. Would you agree with that, Bob?
I think so. And it's going to turn out to be a religious war, in which they've had one after another, century after century, for the past 1,000 years and more. And, we saw it even in Egypt, but unfortunately we couldn't answer in historical detail whether the situation was the same economically and financially then, because we don't have the historical records. In fact, most of the records of that time were burned when they had a fire at the library in Alexandria, Egypt. I forget the year, but most everything was destroyed. And how that happened, I don't know. But it just shows you how little information like that we have. But anyway, we do know that this sort of thing has gone on for a long time. And that allows people like you and I, Stan, to study and back into what these people might do in the future. And usually it's fairly close to what they did in the past.
Amen to that one.
And that's how we were able to predict wars.
Well, let's go ahead to Alberto, who's calling us from New York City. Hi, Alberto. Do you have a quick question for Bob?
Yes, I do. I assume I don't have a lot of time to hear the music.
That's all right. We have a little time. Okay. You just ask your question. Okay. We'll try to get the answer for you.
My question's related more to personal strategy. I'm a 35-year-old single male. I don't have a lot of ties. I live in New York City, but I'm planning to move soon. I have a chunk of money. I've worked in publishing. I don't want to pursue that field anymore. I don't believe in it. But I want to protect myself, and I want to figure out if I should, you know, what my strategy should be, whether to, you know, sort of live more self-sufficiently or leave the country. And I just wanted to
hold that thought. Hold sure. that thought. We'll be right back. Okay, Alberto, go right ahead.
Yes, so I guess from your perspective, both being elder statesmen.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's
1-800-544-8927, or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
New York City, I would get into gold and silver. I would be more interested not in having maybe a small piece of property, but I sure wouldn't put a lot of money into property now because I think the prices are going to fall in most parts of the country. Hey, we're out of time.
Okay.
I want to thank you so very much for calling. And Bob Chapman,
thank
I want
you,
to
thank
bye-bye. Bob Chapman, I want to thank you as always. Our guest has been Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster, a fountain of knowledge. God bless, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Yes, and thank you all for listening.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, fine. Well, it was Bob Chapman. Let me mention one thing. The Conspiracy Conference was held every year. I won't be speaking this year, but I'll be there with a booth, and that's going to be on June 5th, 4th and 5th, Saturday and Sunday, Marriott Hotel in Santa Clara. And, of course, if you want to go, why the telephone number is 925-449-6844. That's 925-449-6844. Or go up on the internet and just look for the Conspiracy Conference, theconspiracyconference.com. And then, of course, this is the time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. We just picked up another Katuna stations in Utah. Hopefully we'll be getting calls from there before long. And certainly because Utah has two senators, and we have two new stations there, one in the Salt Lake City area. And with those two senators, their vote's just as good as the two senators from New York or from the state of California. We need to start thinking about how we're going to outsmart these wicked people who control the reins of power. Who are these wicked people? You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We'll give you the names of many of them. They've been around for a long time, for many generations, and they tie into a secret brotherhood. And it's not imaginary. It's very real. We tell you what they say, where you can verify our information. That's the Brotherhood of Darkness, and then you need to get our talk on the Forbidden Secret and on the Forbidden, on the Dark Secret. The Forbidden Secret and the Dark Secret. There's a syllabus that goes with each talk. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You certainly need to get my three little pamphlets on money, the history of money, the prophetic warning, and the financial Armageddon. They're inexpensive. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. You need to read the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, by our good friend Ed Griffin. It goes into the background of this whole financial movement that's out there, and how they are certainly using their wealth and their power to bring about the world government. Now, of course, Ed does not get into the spiritual forces that are manipulating this whole world financial movement. Very few people will tell you that Henry Ford, who backed both the communists and the Nazis during the Second World War, Henry Ford, who pushed anti-Semitism, he circulated the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. Here to tell you that there's this massive Jewish conspiracy, and the Jewish bankers are behind everything. Henry Ford was a theosophist and deeply involved in spiritualism, and I believe he did this because he wanted to shift our attention away from how these dark spiritual forces and the force behind them was responsible for engendering the wars and push that responsibility onto the Jewish people. In other words, anti-Semitism has always been a smokescreen to conceal the existence of these dark spiritual forces. We name them all in our book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family, we'd love to have you. If not, please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Barry Shamish. And Barry's a Jewish patriot who spent 30 years as an investigative reporter in Israel, moved there from probably from Canada, and basically then, of course, really did a great job exposing the story of the murder of Prime Minister Rabin and many of the other strange deaths that go on over there. And he was getting so close to the very center of the devil's heartbeat, as it were, that there were attempts on his life, and he was forced to flee to America. And, of course, Israel's loss is our gain, because Barry keeps us abreast of what's going on in Israel, which I believe is the key to understanding what is going on in that part of the world. And certainly Israel is key to everything from a Christian point of view, as it is a key to everything from an Israeli point of view. So he has promised me he's got a great story to tell us tonight. Hi, Barry. How are we doing?
I'm fine. Did you receive it? I sent it on to you.
Well, let's see now. What? Tell me what it was. I did get something from you.
Well, it was the really a tremendously great terrorist attack on Israeli air flights.
Oh, yes, I did. Thank you. Well, what did you... We haven't heard at all about this to regular
channels. Isn't that amazing?
It really is. So you tell, pick up a story. Yes, I did get that. Fascinating. And how could they could block this story out in America? But then, of course, oh, so many important things we would never read about in the media in America because it's controlled by six major corporations, AOL, Time, Warner, Bertelsmann, Viacom, Disney, Sydney, GE, Comcast, and Fox, and they all tie into what I call the invisible government, the Council on Foreign Relations, and their purpose is to control, in essence, what the American people hear, read, and see. And the fact that you have not heard the story Barry's about to tell you is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Ladies and gentlemen, they mold our minds, they suggest our ideas, they form our tastes, they know how to do it, and they do it simply by withholding information or putting out faulty information and false information. Barry, you pick up the story about this. This is a devastating story. The fact this is going on today, has it been remedied or is it still going on?
It's still going on.
Now, okay, go ahead.
First of all, let me describe the story. On Thursday, wasn't that long ago, it was only 3 days ago, all flights scheduled to depart from Ben Gurion Airport were halted. Thousands of people were stranded. All flights were halted, well, due to contamination in the jet fuel supply for all airplanes. Now, and by the way, it's not just Ben-Gurion, it's countrywide. The airports in Eilat and Haifa, they're all closed, too. I hear the music.
You go right ahead. There goes, why are they closed? What's wrong with the jet fuel?
Well, what's wrong with it is it causes... it would cause a plane to crash.
Basically, it has been contaminated, it has been sabotaged. Would that be a fair appraisal?
Yeah, that's a good summary.
And so if they're able to contaminate all of the jet fuel in Israel, how do they do it? Who's behind it? And why is this not being mentioned here in the United States? I think that's a very legitimate question. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamus as we develop this idea. Is it possible like something like that could be covered up? Of course, ladies and gentlemen, of course. Barry, go ahead with the story.
Well, let's look at what it means. First of all, I'll just quote an LR official who says, "The chaos that confronts us now is colossal. All flights landing in Israel will have to stop in Cyprus so they have enough fuel to take off later." They can't get fuel in Israel. That means all takeoffs and landings have been rescheduled in Israel. Look, this is disrupting the whole system, and it's creating massive delays. And now here's his quote. "If this problem isn't solved immediately, chaos will rule." Now, a little background. There are two jet fuel providers in Israel. Now, they're trying to figure out how the fuel was contaminated in both of them. And, well, they came up with such a stupid thing. It was a malfunction in the filters, in the fuel filters, of Paz Oil and Mercury Aviation. That's nonsense. Now, the real filters where they, you know, I got letters from engineers, two of them. One, a friend sent me a letter from his friend who's an engineer. You can't muck up jet fuel. It's a whole chemical process. The fuel goes through six different filters. It's checked. I mean, have you ever heard of an airport shutting down because its fuel would make a plane crash? You ever heard of that?
Only one time. That was in Rhodesia when they were diluting the fuel with kerosene, and they had some air crashes as a result of that. But, I mean, certainly that was simply somebody trying to make a fast buck because kerosene was a lot cheaper than jet fuel. But that was a long time ago in Botswana. Go ahead.
I don't believe that if they had a legitimate airline, they didn't have a campus making sure the fuel was okay. But nonetheless, this is not from mixing water or soda pop or anything else in the fuel, which would have been found. This is very, very sophisticated. Now, just so you know, it's not just El Al. Israel has another airline, Arkia, all grounded. All local, all international flights, and that's 16 local and 10 international flights a day, were all canceled.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with Barry. Well, ladies and gentlemen, of course, one of the biggest sources of income in Israel is tourism. And certainly that's certainly one of the largest sources there, certainly the foreign currency and foreign reserves. But since last Thursday, the jet fuel? Now, it's not just one jet fuel provider. There are two of them, and both of them have the same problem. There's something been put in the fuel that makes it non-serviceable, and certainly Barry has letters from several engineers over there, two of them, who actually say that obviously this did not just happen. Somebody said, the filters weren't working. Well, obviously, this is a case of blatant sabotage of the jet fuel, and that means that the tourists can't get in and get out. If they're going to come in, the plane has to stop in Cyprus and refuel, so it'll have enough fuel to get to Israel and then get back out of Israel again. So how did they find out, first of all, that the fuel was contaminated? Do we know?
They found out because a plane almost exploded in the sky. There were three explosions in the engine, and it was forced to land. And they knew about it for a week. They didn't disclose it initially because of financial concerns. But within the plane, the fuel filters of the plane were clogging. I have that in my car right now. I have to pay for a tune-up, which I don't want to do. That's what would happen to the airplane. The engine shuts off. In the case of this Arkia plane, there were three explosions in the engine, and that was the week before. And then they knew it for a week, all right? And they took tremendous chances. And forget tourism. And Israel's isolated. You don't get anything without an airplane. You don't get the mail. It's not just an issue of tourism. That's a minor issue. The whole country was cut off. Now, look, the Arkia engine, here's the report. Three small explosions heard inside Arkia engine. It was then that the order was issued to stop all fueling activities. There's something wrong with that. The Arkia engine was not the same day that they stopped. It doesn't matter. That's a little bit of covering up. They let the planes take off, knowing there was something wrong with the fuel for about a week. When they finally on Thursday, decided no planes could take off, well, El Al had 29 planes that were grounded, 23 of them indefinitely because they don't have enough fuel to even reach Amman Airport in Jordan. What is that, like 2 gallons? They're all grounded. 6 planes that did have enough fuel were diverted to Amman or Larnaca, but you don't land in Israel because you're not going to be refueled. Now, by the way, I should add, in my little bit of research, is I've got an insider who I hope would tell me a few things. My daughter is a chemical worker in the Army. She checks the jet fuel. Every day, this is what she does for her Army service. And I asked her about the problem. She said, I heard about it. And I said, well, how does jet fuel get contaminated? She said, I can't talk about it. And she wouldn't even go on. She probably has an answer of how to contaminate jet fuel, but it's not that simple. Now, and by the way, nobody in Israel has found out what it is. They think they found the material used to clog up the fuel filters in airplanes. But nonetheless, they have to send clogged filters are being sent to Germany for analysis, and what's clogging up the filters. This isn't a simple case of contamination. All airplanes in Israel are grounded.
Well, now, don't other airlines fly into Israel?
They are now landing in Cyprus.
I see, okay. And
they're taking on fuel, then they're landing, then taking off with the fuel they picked up in Cyprus.
Okay. And these are other airliners, or these Israeli
airlines? Every airline.
Okay, fine.
Now, back we go. Now, what they found was an unidentified oily substance in the fueling terminals. Now, I'm not sure if that's the actual, the terminals are the actual massive tanks, or are they talking about the fueling terminals inside the plane? But here's what it says. An unidentified oily substance in the fueling terminals that caused the contamination to the filters, which were sent to the Israel Institute of Energy and Environment for testing, and it was still going on a day later. Now, the Institute of Energy could not identify the substance and ruled finally that it may be a hazardous substance, and that prompted decisions to halt all fueling activities. All fueling activities. Now, I did ask my daughter if the Air Force had enough fuel, because if you ground the entire Israeli Air Force, there's a tremendous security advantage if you're fighting Israel. She wouldn't answer me. But I was led to believe that the Air Force has fuel. And again, the testing is done separately. By soldiers in a chemical lab who make sure the fuel is good every batch. She says there's fuel for the Air Force. And that's as much as I got out of her. Now, what they're doing, well, they have to figure out what contaminated all the filters. And they're having one heck of a time figuring it out, although I think I can figure it out. Remember, you've got refineries on the outside, and you've got the filtering terminals on the inside of Ben-Gurion Airport. Now, that fuel has to come from the refinery, which is in Haifa. That's where most of the oil refining industry is in Haifa. They would put it in a truck and send it to Ben-Gurion Airport, where it would be put into these huge vats, and it would be filtered. Well, I think that the contamination took place on the way there, in the trucks themselves. That's my feeling. An oil refinery, you don't just contaminate a giant oil refinery, and you don't get into Ben-Gurion Airport to contaminate the oil giant oil tanks there, but in the truck on the way, things can be done. Now, I wonder if these were Arab drivers, but it sounds like to me, if they weren't Arabs doing it for nationalistic reasons, they were paid off. But one way or another, I think it was on the way there that the contamination took place. And I haven't seen that written anywhere, but that's my detective mentality speaking. I'll bet you anything they got to the trucks, or even just one truck. Nobody knows what. All they know is there's an unidentified black substance that clogs up the fuel filters inside the airplane, making little explosions or causing them to crash. But they couldn't take a chance on letting any plane be fueled in Israel. This was one heck of an effective piece of sabotage. One of the best yet. There should have been people blown up in the air or airplanes falling from the sky. That was the ultimate goal of this operation. And I believe they got to the supply side before they got to the terminals, and they stuck something in there that nobody knows what it is. Nobody. I haven't seen one report saying we know what contaminated our oil.
All right. Now, has this been covered fairly well in the media over in Israel?
It's front page news in Israel.
Of course, it's been totally blacked out by the Brotherhood of Darkness publications over here on this side of the Atlantic. They could have done the same thing over here. Fortunately, they haven't. In fact, everybody keeps saying, oh, Al-Qaeda wants to get America, you know. And they could do so many things to disrupt our society if they just, as lax as we are, and they, if not, certainly all these terrorists could come across our open border with explosives and go into malls or football games, and certainly start forest fires, and I think they've probably done a little of that in Israel, but we've not seen it here in America.
They
so
burnt down half the forest of Israel, burnt to the ground.
I know they did, but they could do the same thing here in the United States, so, and they haven't. We have to ask if Al-Qaeda is really the menace that we're told in America. Why haven't they done it? It's the Israelis Israel's on the front line. They've gone after Israel. And they've suddenly attacked their forest. They've had their suicide bombers, and now this other means of disrupting things. And so they have a very effective suddenly anti-terrorist movement over there. Here in the United States, all we do, of course, is let people have to subject them to immoral searches and are put through a CT scan and take off our shoes and all of these things for a non-existent threat. The threat is very real in Israel. I don't think it's totally phony here in America. If there really were Al-Qaeda, we would have had very, very similar things here in the United States. And you have to ask yourself why. Why have they never sabotaged a train simply by putting a crowbar on the trails and derailing it, or brought simply one person in with explosives that will go off? They bring them in, but they never explode. Barry, you go ahead with the story. So what's going to happen over there?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company.
give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Conference was talking about.
It's very interesting. Have you ever looked at that Supreme Court building over in Israel?
And yeah, Jerusalem? I wrote about it before anyone else.
You're talking about the pyramid with the glorified eye there, the occult emblem of the ancient mystery religions adorning that building. I believe it was.
It's purely Masonic.
Was that built by the Rothschilds?
Yeah, the French Rothschild family.
Right. So we have to ask why they would build this building.
Because it's going to be the Supreme Court of Law for the world.
That's right. Of course, the Rothschilds have always wanted this one world government, and they're using Israel. They hope to accomplish their goal. They work behind the scenes, but it is such a shock if you ever can get to a position where you can actually see this Masonic emblem. But it's really not a Masonic emblem. This emblem's been around for 4,000 years. It's the emblem of the ancient mystery religions and secret societies. And until you understand that, and there it is, a gigantic, great big emblem there on the side of the Supreme Court building. Well, we have to get Barry to tell us more about that sometime. We'll be back here in just a moment with Barry Shamish, talking about what's happening in Israel today.
But as soon as they joined forces with Hamas, the whole mask was ripped off, and Israel has, a Palestinian Authority that is no longer the PLO, but it's half PLO and half Hamas. Now, Israel can't negotiate with this new PLO, this new Palestinian Authority. Now, what Israel has been doing, and it's remarkably effective in a way, they're fighting back now. Now, if you didn't know this, part of the Oslo Accord was that, well, again, Israel has ports and airports and goods going into the Palestinian Authority really have to go through Israel.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Barry Shamish just talking about the fact that this last week, 10 days, why the PLO and Hamas signed an agreement in Egypt to work together for this Palestinian state. And, of course, basically this means that there's going to be no way that Israel is going to work with Hamas. They don't trust them. Hamas is terrorists dedicated to the destruction of Israel. So now that there is nobody to negotiate with, since the Palestinians have signed an agreement with Hamas, why, of course, things will be brought to a standstill. But then, of course, in the long run, there really was no way we could have negotiations because, of course, the real goal is the destruction of Israel, and they will not be satisfied until Israel is destroyed and all the Jews have been driven out of that country. Barry, before we go on, I want to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, get your writings, get the various books that you've written, get your DVDs, and get to your PayPal button, and hopefully people will be helping and supporting you so you can keep bringing us the information about what's really going on over there in the Holy Land. Go right ahead.
Yeah, well, I'm certainly grateful and dependent on books sold and contributions and the rare lecture date. I finally have another one. To get my books, you go to lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. You'll see a search box. You write in my name, Chamish. That's how you spell Chamish and get to the books. And downloading them is like $5-$7. A little more sent to your house, but an ebook is $5-$7. Sent to your house is in the neighborhood of 2022. My website is barrychamish.com, and at the bottom of the main page is a PayPal button. And what can I say? If you're nice enough to give me a few bucks to carry on with this, I'm nice enough to send you a really a good package of DVDs, which you'll enjoy if you ask for it. And if you want the DVDs, just call 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. Now let's go back to this Israeli reaction. Israel takes in the goods and collects taxes for the Palestinian Authority. That's what was written into the Oslo Accord, and for all practical purposes, it's pretty well the only way they'll get goods. They don't have an airport. Their mail goes out on planes in Ben-Gurion Airport. Now, Israel has mostly given the taxes and duties they collect to the Palestinian Authority. And it's actually two-thirds of the Palestinian Authority's budget. It's $1.4 billion. Comes through taxes. I guess they don't tax their own people if it's two-thirds of the budget, but it is. Now, what Israel did 4 days ago, they're not handing over the they don't want any of the money going to Hamas to purchase weapons with it. the fact that they've turned a blind eye to the PLO purchasing weapons with it is, well, anybody's guess why they would favor the PLO over Hamas. But that's the face of the game. PLO are good guys, they're peacemakers, Hamas are terrorists. And they just said outright to the PLO, you cut a deal with Hamas, and now the money's going to go to rockets aimed at Israeli citizens, and we're not going to give you your tax money. Now, the Palestinians didn't want to shout foul, but privately, Abbas, well, here's what he said. I'm going to tell you privately what he said. This comes from Debka, which I don't rely on as a source, but enough people sent it to me. Abbas was talking about Netanyahu's decision to cut off the tax money, and stymied, he asked, why would Netanyahu blame it on us? It was Obama's idea.
Now, basically, Obama's idea for Palestinians to form this alliance with Hamas, right? Go ahead.
Yes. Well, they're all Palestinians. For the PLO, they said, I'm going to just mention Debka, though I do hesitantly, but people sent it to me, and what they're saying is Obama, the Arab world is furious at Obama for abandoning Mubarak. And that's why Libya, Syria, that's why they're fighting back, not just against a local insurgency, but a local insurgency paid for and supported by the United States. It's all through the Arab world that the Americans are behind this stuff.
Now, I think that's really so important, Barry, and I want our audience to understand what you're saying. You're saying, of course, that it is the Americans, or at least whoever really controls things here in America, who is behind this whole uprising, and certainly in Egypt and Tunisia, throughout the entire Arab world. This is happening not so spontaneously, has nothing to do with democracy. The Arabs know this whole thing is engineered. I mean, the Israelis know this whole thing's engineered, don't they?
The leaders do. Look, what Abbas said is we met in Egypt under American auspices and we cut this deal because they wanted it and it wasn't our idea, and he doesn't understand why Israel cut off the money from duties and taxes that they're supposed to give us when it wasn't even our idea, and Netanyahu knows it. That's essentially what Abbas said.
And he knows, of course, that Netanyahu is aligned with Kissinger and the whole CFR complex that controls, of course, the Obama administration. So I'm sure Abbas, as with many of the other Arab leaders over there, is scratching their heads and saying, why is this happening?
So no, they know. Obama is unique. He wants the Muslim Brotherhood, which, that's what you get in the Arab world. Once Mubarak fell, again, if there are honest elections, I don't believe the army is going to give up power. I said that from day one. But if there are elections, Egypt, look, there was a poll taken how many Egyptians want to scrap the peace accord with Israel. It's around 60% say scrap it. If there's an actual election, that's who's going to make up the parliament of Egypt. The 60% who just want to scrap the peace agreement. And that means they're going to be led by the Muslim Brotherhood.
And
this is known in the Arab world.
I'm sure it is, and we've always said that, because we've always believed that the Muslim Brotherhood was a product of, first of all, of the MI6. British intelligence has been controlled by the CIA ever since then, and by these organizations working behind the scenes. So what we're doing is basically creating the best enemy money could buy. I mean, we're creating this enemy, and this is going to, I think it's going to take over the whole of the Arab world, and heaven help us then. We'll have the best enemy money could buy. Go ahead.
Well, what it comes down to, what I've been, again, as soon as I got the information of Al-Baridi and how he was an executive on the crisis group of George Soros, and he came in and negotiated for the Muslim Brotherhood, I knew it was CFR. I think I knew it before anyone else knew it. I think on this show I said it before anyone else said it. What you've got is, in Egypt, was an American creation, and the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt is hugely powerful throughout the Arab world, as is Egypt. After Egypt, Syria exploded. And by the way, for those who believe in this prophecy that Damascus will be in ruins, it's not from an Israeli bomb that Damascus is going to be in ruins. You're already getting a civil war in Damascus. You've got whole neighborhoods being shot up to ruins. That's how it will be done. Just a little prophetic thinking. But what it comes down to, again, is Abbas said that it was under, he said it was Obama's idea to make the Muslim Brotherhood the leaders of the Arab world. That's what he said.
All right, and for our leaders who don't know, Abbas, of course, leads the PLO, and he is the same.
Head of the Palestinian Authority.
Right, right. So basically what we're seeing is that Obama is telling Abbas to form this peace agreement with Hamas. And
More serious, he's telling Hamas to join the peace agreement with Abbas. It's not a problem with your partner. It's a partner. Look, if your other partner is a terrorist group, is on the American terrorist list, and the American administration is not just negotiating, they're arranging that they become the new Palestinian Authority, the consequences are much more profound if looked at what Abbas said seriously.
Okay, go right ahead. And I certainly concur that this whole thing is being manipulated. The average American has no idea what's going on over there. He can't even keep track of all the names. But basically, of course, this whole thing is being manipulated by at least our leaders, the people who control our government, as they consolidate their power in that area. And, of course, this is going to be put Israel into a very, very tenuous position. Would you agree with that?
Oh, Israel... With the new peace team of United Palestinians, there can't be a peace agreement. It's the end of the peace process as far as Israel is concerned. Even the Israeli public, as clued out and brainwashed as they are, know that you don't sign an agreement with Hamas and expect it to last. I'm amazed they still believe an agreement with the PLO is going to last.
Do you think you're having any influence? I mean, you've been right in there for 30 years in Israel trying to educate the people there. Is there a small cadre that really has some grasp of how this ties together, how America and certainly is in many ways directing all of the problems and creating all the problems over there?
I don't know about that, but I'll tell you, now this is a terrible compliment. I went with the wife to the post box on Friday, and what was there, I'm being sued by the lawyers representing General Zeev. Now, to remind you, Zeev runs the company Global Security. He provided Gaddafi with the original mercenaries to fight off the rebels. And apparently that article really must have had an influence. They sent me this note what I did. And I better remove it from my website or they will face me in court in Israel or America from the offices of Moshe Khan. I got this, I believe it's a threat because I'm not going to take it off my website. So
So, for Barry, could you explain to our listeners? I know what you're talking about, but they don't. Basically, if I should put something on your website that everybody was quoting, I think that something came from Al Jazeera, that the fact that this general had actually been working with...
It came from Yediot Ahronot and Inyan Mirkazi in Israel. Al Jazeera just picked it up from them.
Okay, fine. And basically, what it was that this Israeli general or ex-general was actually helping to supply mercenaries to Gaddafi. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
With the Israeli, with the backing of Netanyahu, Barak, Lieberman, they all agree that if Gaddafi falls, you get an Islamic State. We don't need that. And they decide to prop Gaddafi up. And this general, and by the way, he's a piece of work. He's the general who was behind the expulsion of the Jews from the Gaza Strip, from Gush Katif. He was the commanding general. I mean, this is not someone I feel sorry for, but apparently, judging from the other side, I am having an effect. That's a pretty good sign I'm having an effect when they're going to sue me, an Israeli general is going to sue me for what I wrote.
All right, fine. So basically, Chris, then you're being threatened with a lawsuit. Do you think they'll actually take you to court? They can't force you to go to
court.
I've got
nothing to give. Nothing. They can do whatever they want. They're not going to see anything from me. I never give in, never, to injustice like that, never.
So, because...
I can't afford the kind of attorney he can afford. It's obviously a one-sided battle before it even begins.
Do you honestly believe that they'll send somebody over here to take you to court in this country?
No, he's in New York.
Oh, I see. Okay.
No, he's got a branch in New York.
Okay.
Moshe Khan. Yeah. Well, I must say that my wife was impressed by this letter. I was just a little teed off. But, yeah, I got a lawsuit if I don't take it off the website, and I'm not going to. It stays up there.
All right. Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens. And are you able to – have you verified the story? Are you as convinced as you were initially the story is accurate?
Oh, it's accurate. That lawsuit just tells me how accurate it is. This guy's background, I covered his background very well.
Well, now, what about the people over in Israel? Have they responded? Because this is a horrible thing to think that, you know, here the Israelis, or at least this component within Israel, is backing Gaddafi.
It's not so horrible when you look at who the rebels are. They would be convinced it was just a smart move.
Well, as far as we can tell, ladies and gentlemen, the rebels are being already backed by the American intelligence agencies. We're financing them. In fact, we're talking about seizing Gaddafi's money that's being held in Europe and turning it over to the thousand. There's only about 1,000 rebels. This is not a uprising of the people. This is an uprising financed by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, to overthrow Gaddafi, and as a stepping stone to overthrowing all the existing governments in that part of the world in preparation for turning it over to the Muslim Brotherhood. Well, Barry, we've got 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program.
All right, then I'm going to finish the...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com.
They rigged the election. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they rig the election. They rig elections through their other electronic voting machines. Any electronic voting machine can be rigged. That's what the hanging chads were all about. They kept to focus their attention on the hanging chads so they could bring in the electronic voting machines and end any hope at all of overthrowing their control of the electoral process. Fortunately, in California, they did away with most of those electric voting machines because they can all be rigged. But they want to give you the impression that you have an influence. But you do, if you're out there on the front lines helping us get the information out, we ask you to remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we could certainly use your help. Otherwise, we ask you to pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn
you're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for caring, wanting to know more, wanting to be able to function better, eat better, live better. I'll tell you what, if you have not planned on being at the seminar coming up this weekend, think again. If there's any way you can be in Springfield, Missouri, You're going to love it. We're going to have a guest on the bottom of the hour who's going to talk about something called biochar. We will be at that will be at the seminar also in Springfield. So if you can plan to be there, I think you will not be disappointed at all. If you have not been watching the television over the weekend, good for you. There is something very disrupting about watching one lie after another, or one fabricated story after another, and that's exactly what we're seeing. A lie, I mean, if you've never, ever thought about this statement, or realized the importance of it, well, this is probably the best example. A lie requires another lie to support it. Think about that. We have seen this happen since last Monday, starting on last, a week ago Sunday night. A lie requires another lie to support it. And have we